my goodness, it's the end of the day, Friday, November 2nd, 2018, and I just realized I haven't done my weekly roundup. That is because every day my to-do list is only about half done. So I'm going to zip through this quickly because I'm getting ready to go meet a writer friend for dinner. So, works in progress. My poetry picture book collaboration that I'm working on. I finished the last rough draft of a poem this morning. I'm so excited about that. Now, some of the rough drafts are in really rough shape, little more than notes kind of draft, and others feel fairly polished. So the next week, I guess I've only got about a week and a half before NCTE, when I'm meeting my co-collaborator, and we're going to work on the collection together as far as organizing it. So I'm hoping to do some intense revision work the next week and a half. For my 2019 books, Night, which is in the middle of the night, I have been still working on the book trailer. I'm posting videos in my Writing for Children Facebook group, so people can follow along the process if they're interested. And I think it's done or almost done. Also for Winter, which is a book that's coming out next year, but not until the fall season, I had one last sketch or one last final art to look at from the illustrator and some questions to talk about via email with my editor as far as back matter and stuff like that. And I need to get my dedication together. For NCTE, I worked on editing my slides for Poetry in the Wild. That's one of my sessions, and when I timed it out, my little bit was a few minutes too long. So I've been cutting those a little bit, and I started working on the handout, but I need to finish that. And that one session that I think I mentioned last week changed time. I did end up backing out of that session, and I feel really bad doing that this close to NCTE, but the time change of the session I physically could have zipped into the room for maybe a half hour and done one of the roundtable sessions, but I know mentally that it was probably going to be the straw that broke the camel's back on what's already going to be a real stressful day for me with presenting and signing and all sorts of occasions going on. So I'm relieved about that, but I also feel bad. For Lyrical Language Lab, the course that I'm co-teaching with Renee LaTulipe, the course is almost over. Monday, I'll do my final video feedback, and then, my final official video feedback, and then next week, Renee and I will work on, we're going to do a couple extra videos for people who submitted things late, but they're in there now, so we'll go back and take a peek at those, and also answering questions as far as the, next steps for people, questions people have about publishing, pretty much anything. So that'll be fun to do that video. Submissions, I can't believe October ended, and I was terrible about my submissions last month. I usually am pretty hardcore about getting to my submissions. and all I did was, today I did send two follow-up emails about three manuscripts, because one editor has two manuscripts. And really, I only did that because I knew I was going to make this roundup recording today. So thank goodness for that. So I've got to get back on the stick here after a poor showing last month with submissions. And the last thing is, as far as career stuff, I've mentioned here before, I think that I'm considering doing something through Patreon where supporters could pay a small fee once or twice a month when I produce new work that goes to them. And I'm thinking of image poems or I've got several different things in mind. And so I had a half-hour phone call with an attorney earlier this week. So it was $125 for the half hour, which is always a little painful. But I'm really glad I did it because I have to be very careful about what I share with people as far as anything that I might want to submit, and even more importantly, out of my published books, I thought there were some ways I might share some things, but due to Patreon's terms of service, I think whatever I share will have to be totally separate from the work I have already published or plan to look for a publisher for. So that was interesting to know, and now I'll have to do some rethinking of things. So that is it for this week, and happy writing. I'll talk to you next week.